ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting question and investigating a very pertinent and as well as a very controversial subject. Before we get to that, however, we would like to mention that currently we are in the Ayyam Fatimiyah. These are the days in which the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim, they mourn the demise of the lady Fatimatul Zahra, Salamullah alayha, and her martyrdom. Because as you know, these days fall between two very significant days. According to many hadiths, one of these two days is the day in which and on which she passed away and she departed from this world, and she achieved the rank of martyrdom. So here at IRIB English Radio and The Key, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners condolences on this very sad and on these very sad and solemn days. The question we want to pose today is this. As you know, one of the customs that a lot of Muslims, they follow and they do this, is that they visit the graves of the deceased. They go there, they visit the graves, they may wash the graves, they may recite Quran for the deceased person. Sometimes the grave of the person they're visiting is a very significant person. It could be one of the ulama, one of the scholars. It could be one of the anbiya. It could be one of the imams, alayhim as-salam. And they recite this ziyarat, they recite duas there, But according to a lot of Muslim sects, this is an innovation, a bid'at in religion, and is impermissible. It's incorrect and it should not be done. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining this question, looking at the conduct of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha. According to a hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the Lady Fatima, Salamullah alayha, she would visit the graves of the shuhada, the martyrs. As you know, in the beginning, after the first battles, the battles which were fought between the Muslims and the infidels, many Muslims were martyred, such as the uncle of the Prophet Hamza and others, and they became known as the shuhada, the martyrs. They were buried there, according to the Imam alayhi salam, the Lady Fatima, she would visit the graves of these martyrs every morning. Every Saturday morning, she would visit the graves of these martyrs and pay her homage and pilgrimage to these noble people. She would pray and recite Quran for them and whatnot, right? So, and we know that the Lady Fatima, right, amongst the, if we don't consider her an infallible, definitely her conduct as a companion of the Holy Prophet, as one of the closest of the companions of the Holy Prophet, her conduct is a hujjat and is binding according to all of the sects within Islam, and this shows us the legitimacy of such an act. Otherwise, the Prophet would definitely have prohibited this from having occurred. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the permissibility of visiting the graves of the deceased and the great noble Muslims according to the conduct of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, sallallahu alayha. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.